little. Move on from that and, and get it underway.
Absolutely. Well, if all these people are in the drink, in the pubs and that, were there much signs of people worse for wear?
You wouldn't have got too many worse for wear. No, I tell you, I can remember my father going to the market, and they called a drink a treat at that time. Mm-hmm. If you met, say, your neighbour or someone you knew, you went in, you had a treat, where you bought one drink and he bought another, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And that usually in those days was a half pint of Guinness or a pint of Guinness or something. And they called that a treat.
They treated each other.
And had their wee talk, and that was it.
Well, and earlier on, the cattle must have come down further, because the lane that went up the back of the Commons car park, it was the dirty lane.
That's right.
And because there were stables and things there behind the pubs, mm-hmm. and it was mainly to do with, you know, dung from horses and cattle, mm-hmm. the lane got the name Dirty Lane. Mm-hmm.
So the locals would recognise that as who the Dirty Lane is?
Well, that was the back of the New Market Street pub, mm-hmm. she
so
said.
What is it? No, right behind the pubs.
Uh-huh.
But no, there would have been a good, fellowship on it, and good, mm-hmm. good atmosphere. There would have been, and that was a focal point for news.
So, I mean, were there ever were there any children there? I mean, if you were. Would you come in with your father for the
child? You'd have got a few kids about, aye. Mm-hmm. See, at that time there was no restriction about kids and tractors.
Mm-hmm.
Health and safety wasn't as big as no issue at that time. And I know I had a farmer beside me who more or less brought up seven kids in a tractor seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have thought nothing of going to the market for one who was on beside him.
And of course they would learn.
But children didn't run as much then either. You know, I know my husband there, he was hardly ever in the town as a child. Mm-hmm. He says, I would say somewhere, he says, you have to remember, I wasn't running into the town all the time like you.
Mm-hmm. So where was the farm that you grew up with?
Knockadoff, about 8 miles out of the town.
But the market was their day out, and they took forward to that, and you know, even hadn't some to sell, you know, it's got people going in there to buy. But there you are, it was Coleraine's last link.
Mm-hmm.
It was known
as a market town and port, mm-hmm. but the market town side of it's long gone. Mm-hmm. It's really a commercial centre now.
Well, it's the same everywhere, I know. All over Scotland, the regulations, all the abattoirs are closing down.
Yeah, so you've
still got an abattoir here?
We've still got one here yet, yeah. But they would be dependent on bringing a lot of their cattle and sheep in from Donegal and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be all local stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the pig abattoir was burned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
At a giffy near Giffy Bridge at Nakadui.
Mm-hmm. And that never restarted again.
No.
No, as I say, it's in some of the expressions of the Highlands and everything else, where they had three small abattoirs, they've all been forced to close, and
mm-hmm.
so the amount of transport that's involved and killing cattle is making it completely
mm-hmm.
unviable for people in a lot of areas.
And we used to go and buy the fresh pork and bacon and stuff at the abattoir,
mm-hmm.
you know, the pig abattoir,
mm-hmm.
and that was run by Lovell on Christmas latterly, but there had been various people before that.
Were there any other markets in the town? At the time, this was still running as a livestock market.
No.
I mean,
no.
Sort of reading back on this, the diamond was originally the market in Corrie, and we're talking about way back.
No.
Well, it was the market up until the new market opened,
mm-hmm.
and then even before that, there was a market in Cologne.
No.
A big cattle market, it was called the Black Cattle Market. But then before that, there were other markets, like the flax was sold in the diamond,
mm-hmm.
and that was the time when the market house was here, and there was the colonnades underneath on the ground floor, and that's where they sold it. There was the corn market was in here, and then the brown linen market was up Abbey Street, and that was there, the yard and the house for it was still there while I was going to school, and then it was demolished. The Heron Fair too was in the Diamond.
I think, Jennifer, even when that market finished, we hadn't a one-way traffic system we have now. You know, you're able to drive
anywhere
coming out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And to put a market back up here at the minute with a traffic system, it would be a whole revolt and cold rain.
My father had a shop at the top of Bridge Street, and the people were able to pull in at the door, including farmers, sweets and tobacco, cigarettes.
Most of the farmers had pipes.
Well, some of them anyway.
But I definitely in the market yard, it was only in the very latter years near the end that there would have been a trader in there selling them, like chips and something, you know, over in the corner of it. But the most of the people just went outside to the wee cafes, and especially up and down the top of the picture.
Did it run all the year round, even in December?
But he knew when the market was on, and he would have been going from 9 o'clock in the morning when they were coming in. You know, they would have been eating fish suppers on their combine.
I think she means the market.
From 10:30 in the morning.
The market rang all
year.
It ran all year.
Oh, the market ran all the year, right.
But just trying to imagine that. Walking cattle in any length of distance in snow, or
I know.
Well, it was. I mean, they were all advertised, you see, so they're in the local papers, and any special market then would have been, you know, drawn attention to it if there was a herd, special herd being sold or whatever. I mean, that's still the case in the Lake of Kilray, where they would have what would you have? The suckler calves at the end of the summer,
and drop
calves once a week, sheep market, maybe somebody selling off their herd, and it would be advertised separately.
This would all be in the Korean times.
Suckler calf would have started about September and carried on through to end of October. You know, there were 6 weeks that they were going flat out.
So what was the accident? How was the actual auction take place? And the auctioneer did that whole fast patter.
The auctioneer, well, he was up there doing the auctioneer. He had a secretary beside him. She was writing down the weights plus the finishing price. Those dockets were handed back in through into the office. And normally in those days you didn't get your cheque until maybe within the next week. You know, the checks were on you, or it was in a week. Some of the markets nowadays, they can send give you the check that day with you. But normally there's a week of a gap before you could pay.
There's a lot of trust there.
But if you had a private deal in the market yard, then they didn't look upon that favourably.
Right.
Because the auctioneer was losing his commission. So you might have had the deal, you'd had to pull the animal out of the sale, maybe sold it to this guy, but you still had to load it in your trailer and take it out somewhere and then transfer it into his trailer.
Right.
And then the money had been transferred separately. But that was all maybe done to save the fees, whatever the fees might have been, ranging from a drop calf at a pound to a bigger animal at 7 or 8 pounds. But people were
Did any bidding rings operate then the way sometimes they do now?
They had bidding rings. Mm. They had about two up there at that time, hadn't they?
I mean, you know, like dealers refusing to bid against each other and things like that.
Dealers were
taking luck pennies before the auction and stuff.
No, it must have all been genuine and bid direct, you know.
Robert never came across that at all, but I know another farmer used to come in, and he was always saying he was being approached by different people.
Well, you'd have got some people wanting to sell before the actual auction started.
But that was
a gamble you were taking. You know, you'd have to be a very good judge of the animal to know just what it was worth. And sometimes those people that have bid you more knowing you weren't going to sell for badness.
Aye.
But then when you went into the intellectual ring and didn't make that figure, then you were knocking your head against the wall thinking you should have taken that money. But most people came to the market, most of them sold through the ring now. I would say 95% of them over the years definitely sold through the ring. The only time when maybe some of the dealers didn't turn up and has gone to another market somewhere, you may get a lot of people taking them back home, but a general room has been sold.